I've been thankful that I lived in Kentucky. And you know, but when you live where you live, you can't just keep running. You know, I pray for those people in Oklahoma that have lost again. And I know a lot of people have been praying for them. And I'm thankful that I'm here this morning. How about all you all? Hallelujah. We got a lot of people. They're going to be here. All right. Now, somebody tell me, what's happening next weekend? Wait, I didn't hear that. What? Well, I almost heard that. What's happening next weekend? That's a lot better. All right. I tell you what, you don't want to miss it. Friday night, Becky will be here. She's got some, well, it's like I said in the bulletin, she said this, it's, the Lord has showed her this is gonna, it's going to be awesome this weekend. What the Lord's going to do, not only through her, but through Jim and Connie. Friday night, Saturday morning is the anointing of for healing and prophetic, you know, or deliverance. It's going to be just music and prayer, prophecy, whatever the needs of the people are. You know, you come expecting and pulling on that anointing, as Brother Jim will tell you. Because when he gets to ministering and people quit pulling on that anointing, he says, well, I don't have anything. But as long as you're seeking a word from God, Lord, you know, and come expecting God to do, he will. Then Saturday night, Jim Childs. Sunday morning, Becky will be ministering again. And then Sunday night. And, you know, it's like I said in the bulletin, this is the only time during the year that we have more than two services on a weekend. It's special. And the reason we don't have a whole lot of meeting is because, you know, you can have too much and people get overwhelmed and they get too busy that they can't even be a family. But this weekend's going to be good. I'm going to read the word, if you all would stand. We're going to begin our praise and worship this morning. I'm going to read Psalm 150. And I'm going to begin with that, and I'm going to be reading in the New King James. And it says, let all things praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. And let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Now say this with me. Praise the Lord. Praise Amen. The Lord. And it says here in underneath the note here, it says the final commentary is that every living thing should praise the Lord. Hebrew, literally, that would be hallelujah. Amen? Well, let's praise him.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Find all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. Rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Shine your light and
let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you. Come on, let's magnify Him today, church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, Father, this morning. For your glory we sing. For your majesty, Father, that's what we talk about. That's what we want to be lifted up and magnified today. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, there's a healer here today. He's with us all time. His name is Jesus.
His love is deeper than the sea. His mercy is unfailing. His arms a fortress for the weak.
Let faith arise. Let faith arise. I lift my hands to believe again. You are my refuge. You are my strength. As I pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God.
Calvary's tree, a fountain for the thirsty. washes over me.
Let faith arise. Let faith arise. I lift my hands to believe again. You are my refuge. You are my strength. As I pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God, forever. I lift my hands to believe again. You are my refuge. You are my strength. As I pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God, forever. Let faith arise, let faith arise. Open my eyes, let faith arise, let faith arise. Open my eyes, I'll lift my hands to believe again. You are my strength. As I pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God, faithful, God, forever.
Let faith arise. Let faith arise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I know a lot of times church, because kind of, I guess that's because of the way I lead praise and worship, but I know sometimes we get going and I get to jumping around and dancing around and get all excited and get to praising God. But you know, sometimes He's in the stillness. He's in the quietness. Come on now, church. Hallelujah. It's the same anointing. It's the same Lord. As we continue and we worship Him this morning and lift Him up, you know, get your minds off of a lot of junk and the heaviness. You know, the Bible says that you need to cast aside every weight that tries to bog you down and the sin that tries to cling to you. You know, Jesus took your sin, but sometimes we keep carrying those weights around. And this morning, in the stillness of the worship, as we open up our hearts to Him and we're going to hear the Word of God, let's just say, okay, Lord Jesus, you know, let's just have Your way today. I'm going to be free. You died to set me free. Whatever need I've got, Father God, You're going to take care of it. And all the needs of the people listening, He died to heal you. He died to save you. He died. He redeemed. He bought back everything that Satan has tried to put in and put on this world. You have to believe and you have to receive. Amen. Hallelujah.
Above, enthroned in the Father's love, destined to die, poured out for all mankind. God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. and he never sinned, but suffered as if he did. All authority, every victory is yours. Jesus, awesome in power forever, awesome and great is your name, you overcame.
Savior, worthy.
overcame. Jesus, awesome in power forever. Awesome and great is your name.
Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Light of the world. You stepped out into darkness. Open my eyes. Let me see. Hallelujah. We praise you this morning. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, so highly exalted, glorious in heaven. In heaven.
my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy. You're altogether, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. Yes, you are.
Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God.
You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs. You.
Let's just pray. Come on, church. Let's just go before Him in prayer, praise, and in worship. Father God, we praise you today. We love you. We love you. We worship you. Father, if there's any hearts here today, anybody that said, you know what? I'm not as close to God as I used to be. I thank Father God that they can make that right today. They don't have to live like they feel like they're distanced from God, because He's right there. You're right there. And regardless of what we do, let's just make sure that our hearts are full of worship and adoration. And you know, if our hearts are full of worship and adoration, there's no room in our hearts for bitterness and unforgiveness. There's just no room. Because we're keeping our eyes on Him. We're staying focused on Him as we have a heart of worship this morning.
It's all about you, Jesus. what you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, to the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
You know, I want to say this because, you know, sometime we might get to that second verse there and we sing, you know, King of Endless Worth. No one could express how much you deserve. And we get to that part where we say, though I'm weak and poor. You know, when it compares to Jesus, I am weak. Because when I'm weak, guess who's strong? And when it compares to Jesus, if I'm poor in my spirit, then I'm rich in his spirit. Amen? That's what it's all about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. I'm coming back. Come on.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. All about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. When the music fades, come on.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, we worship you today. It's all about you. As we magnify and praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be seated for a minute. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You know, God's good all the time, and all the time God is good. And you know, it doesn't matter how we feel. It doesn't matter, you know, if we look at ourselves and think, I'm not too excited this morning. Or if we look at ourselves and we're just really filled and bubbly with joy, that doesn't change God. He's still the same. He is the one that's in charge. And we've got a lot of people that are out this morning for different reasons. And sometimes, you know, when you come in and you look around and the crowd's not as big as it normally is, then you say, oh, well, what's happened? What's wrong? And the thing about it is that some people just didn't come this morning. Some of them had legitimate reasons, and some of them, I hope all of them had legitimate reasons, but, you know, I kind of doubt that everybody did. But anyway, we got some that are out of town. We got some that are sick. We got a phone call before church this morning. Brother Danny McClister had to go to the Taylor County Hospital. Was it early this morning?
Or yeah, today. Mm-hmm.
And he's pretty sick. And they think that
possibly
a bad flare-up of diverticulitis. Mm-hmm. And so they wanted us to remember him in prayer. And we've got several others, but before we get into the prayer, I want to say this. I want to remind you that tonight at 6:30 at the Cane Valley Christian Church, right over the hill here in Cane Valley, we're going to be taking part with them in a revival that starts tonight. It goes tomorrow night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. Now, there are some flyers about what's going on the different nights laying out on the table. Now, we're having it tonight. And I'm preaching, and our praise team, that's the ones that are available, are going to down to do the music. And you are invited.
Yes.
All of you are invited to come and be part of it. And then on Monday night, it'll be Joe Payne, Brother Joe Payne, and his church will be doing the ministering. I don't have the sheet in front of me. I can't remember who's doing Tuesday night, but Wednesday night. And we're dismissing our Bible study here on Wednesday night. I think you're still having music practice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're still having music practice.
We're dismissing the Bible study so that we can go and be and continue to support them. And Brother Don Neat's going to be ministering. Many of you may know him from the school system or whatever. Y'all know him, I think, don't you? And He's been a longtime friend of ours. He got saved here a few years ago with when Ricardo was ministering at the church, and just been giving his testimony and sharing the gospel and getting better and better all the time. And he's going to be ministering on Wednesday night. And then next weekend, we already said it, but next weekend here at New Life for the Nations, Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, we are going to experience the power of God.
Amen.
We're going to see it in a way that's going to start some things. Amen. It's going to it's going to recharge batteries.
Amen.
Going to get us excited more than we are. You know, you can always be more excited than you are. No matter how excited you are, you can always be more excited. And so we're believing that that's going to happen. And I am believing, and we prayed this Friday night at our prayer time, and I am believing that this place is so powerfully anointed with the presence of God that when people walk in the door, they're going to know they walked into the presence of the Lord. And it's going to be that way. And when all of us come in,